Hello, Liz Coe. This is a really interesting time to be talking about the psychology of investing as people's KiwiSavers plummet and other assets in value too.
Yes, look, I think we're all confident investors when the market's going well. The minute things take a downturn, it's a different story, isn't it? We realise what our true relationship with risk is. And, you know, there is a lot of psychology in behind that. And excuse my croaky voice, I'm just getting over the flu. So
it's just the way of the world, Liz. All fine, carry on.
So I think, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons why there are differences between people when it comes to risk. You know, some of us are more risk averse than others. And this can quite often cause tension, actually, in relationships in particular, where, you know, one person's more of a risk taker than the other. But, you know, let's first off look at, you know, what do we mean by risk? And it's actually not what you think. It's not necessarily the risk of loss. What it is, it's the risk that your investment outcome will be different than what you expect, which could be, you know, on the upside as well as on the downside. So it's about, you know, the probability of, you know, you put your money into something and you have a different outcome than what you thought you were going to have. And you know, there's a number of aspects to that. And I think when people are risk averse, one of the things is that it's about their personal financial situation. So obviously, if you haven't got a lot to come and go on, then you're going to be a little bit more conservative with what you do have, because you want to preserve, you know, that little that you do have. So that definitely has an impact on how we feel about risk. So, you know, if your KiwiSaver is, you know, your only retirement savings and it doesn't have a lot in it, then you're going to be, you know, a little bit more cautious. But then there's the second side of it, which is really the emotional one. And, you know, there is a lot of emotion, not only with people's, you know, individual situations, but with the market as a whole. And there's a lot of reasons why we can be more risk averse from an emotional point of view. Quite a lot of that comes from our early childhood, you know, by things that parents told us when we were little. You know, you remember the old sayings, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and save the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves. And, you know, there's lots of these sayings that impact on our relationship with money and perhaps, you know, bring about more of a sort of a conservative attitude.
Neither a lender nor a borrower be. I don't know if that's biblical in origin, but goodness.
Yes, that's right.
If you take it on board, it's kind of a mindset, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And look, there's dozens of these kind of sayings, and you know, they echo in your mind when you're making financial decisions. You know, you remember your mother or your grandmother, you know, or your father or your grandfather talking about these kind of things. But also, the other thing that impacts us quite significantly is our past experiences. And, you know, if you talk to a conservative investor, quite often they will tell you, oh, well, my friend or my auntie or my father or whatever lost a whole lot of money in the share market in the such and such crash.
1987.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll tell you, the other one is that when the second tier finance companies all went bust at once.
Yes, that's right. So everybody's got, you know, a story to tell about somebody that lost a lot of money, but really, you know, it's those losses were caused by bad financial decisions, not by the markets, right? So that's just those instances are a reminder of those two basic principles of diversification and time in the market. You know, if you do those two things, then you shouldn't lose money. And those stories that we've all got are, you know, about people really who have made poor financial decisions. It's not the market's fault as such. You know, there's always volatility, there's always things that go wrong,
but
there
are things you can do. To be clear, those decisions are perhaps what, about not being sufficiently diversified either across classes or within classes, right? It's not that you can't have massive downturns, it's that's one of the reasons for diversification.
That's right, exactly. So you know, financial literacy has a big part to play in that. You know, that's why, you know, the lack of literacy is why people lose money, not because the markets are necessarily at fault. So, but there's some interesting research that was done, you know, some years ago by a guy called Harry Markowitz, who won a Nobel Prize, and he looked at the relationship between risk and return. And what he found is people want to minimise their future regret of either missing out on gains or suffering losses. But interestingly, what they've found is that investors feel the pain of a loss probably more than twice as strongly as they feel the enjoyment of making a profit. All right, so it's a little bit skewed. So, you know, hence why people are very confident when the market's going really, really well. And, you know, they're participating in those gains, but, you know, along comes a downturn, and they flee because of this principle, you know, that their feelings about loss are much stronger than their feeling about gains. And this behaviour is really what drives a lot of that volatility in the share market, because really, you know, a significant amount of the ups and downs of the market is driven by emotional investor behaviour. You know, and we're like lemmings, aren't we? You know, we see the market going up, it's making fantastic returns, you know, like it's done in the last couple of years. And, you know, lots of people rushed in, you know, opened up their Sheesies accounts, and money was pouring into the share market. And of course, what that does is it magnifies, you know, that upward trend, because there's an increased demand for shares, hence the share prices go up. So you have this kind of snowball effect going up. And then, lo and behold, what happens is always a trigger of some sort. You know, when things get too far out of whack, all it takes is some little thing to cause uncertainty or fear or whatever, and the snowball kind of heads off back down that hill that it came up. So, you know, so you get people panicking, selling off, and that kind of magnifies that whole situation of prices dropping. So, you know, if you took that emotion out of the share market, you'd have something that's a lot less volatile, because really, fundamentally, what drives share prices to go up is the earnings of the companies that are listed on those markets. And yes, we go through economic cycles with a bit of up and down, and that will be reflected in the earnings and the share prices, but it's all magnified by this fear and greed that's coming into play.
And so, to be a smart investor in this situation, just remind us.
Well, look, I think, you know, these situations create opportunities, you know, because what happens is when the market heads down, what it tends to do is overcorrect. And so you'll find that share prices will be below what their objective value is, because, you know, as I said, you know, a share price is really a function of what you expect the future earnings of a company to be. So when you get to a situation where that fear and panic has driven the share price below its objective value, that's what you'd call a bargain. And so really the way around this problem is to familiarise yourself with how markets work, you know, learn about it and find a way to take advantage of those opportunities. You know, look for the signals where, you know, you can see those bargain buys happening. And, you know, you can never pick the bottom without the benefit of hindsight, but, you know, you can gradually dribble some money in, you know, as we're, you know, sort of cascading downwards, buying at cheaper and cheaper prices. And when it eventually flicks back again, which it always does, that's when you'll make the gains. So it's really about really understanding why do you have the feelings that you do about investment risk and volatility, and learning how to invest safely and take advantage of the opportunities.
Thank you very much, Liz Coe. Liz is a financial planner specialising in retirement planning. This discussion is always of a general nature and does not constitute financial advice.